good morning to you again. Brother Jonah coming to you. This morning we're going to be in the book of Philippians, chapter 4. And break in verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. I rejoice in the Lord greatly, and now at the last your care of me has flourished, where you are also careful. Lack opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, but I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. So we have here the Apostle Paul. He is writing to the church at Philippi. And this portion of scriptures, he is blessing them and he's exhorting them. And specifically in these verses that I just read, gives them some more commandments or instructions or promises of the Lord Jesus, that if we follow these things, that there's profitable things to come to pass. It's kind of like we talked about yesterday, and how we just continue to do those six things that the writer of Hebrews stated. In the midst of those six things that we follow ourselves doing, we find ourselves being kept by the power that worketh within us. So we see here that he starts out in verse 4, and he tells us to rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. And he also said something in chapter 3 of verse 1, he says, finally, he's somewhat concluding this epistle, and he says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. And this is often a theme of the book of Philippians, is rejoicing in the Lord. And it's no doubt Paul exhorts us to rejoice in the Lord. And this word rejoice simply means to be full of cheer. To be full of cheer, to be full of delight, to be glad, to be happy, to rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of our present distress. And it's very similar to what we discussed yesterday, but yet it's coming from a different point of view, but it's echoing the same thing. And that's kind of my heart this morning, is that as you rise from your bed from a nice weekend, hopefully had a profitable Lord's Day where the Word of God spoke to your heart, and find yourself getting ready for work, maybe on your way to work, maybe in the middle of the day, I don't know, but Monday mornings can often be a drag, and they can often be wearisome, and they can often be discouraging, but you know, regardless of our present distress, and regardless of our circumstances, the Apostle Paul exhorts us to rejoice in the Lord always, and again, he says rejoice, to be full of cheer. So I want to encourage you today that regardless of what may come your way, regardless of what problems you may face, regardless of what difficulties you may have, regardless of how much money you may lose today, there's a commandment, and there is a promise that if we would find ourselves rejoicing in the Lord, if we find ourselves being full of cheer this Monday morning, this Monday afternoon, that there is a blessing there that the enemy cannot not crack our frail bodies with discouragement if we continually find ourselves being thankful and rejoicing? It goes on to say in verse 7 that he says, allow the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, this is the mindset we're talking about. It's not some type of temporary fix. It's not some type of temporary solution. But this is a fixed mindset upon the people of God, that if we would find ourselves in a constant state of being cheerful and rejoicing in Jesus Christ, that this peace of God that can overflow and overwhelm our hearts in the midst of all difficulties. The Bible says in Philippians again that it passes all understanding. You know, no doubt there have been times that you will or have experienced death. And death to the saint of God ought to be a time of rejoicing. Even though it may be close to our hearts, it may be families, it may be friends, it may be loved ones, it may be a brother in the Lord. But for those that have the peace of God ruling their heart, this it passes understanding. You know, we don't have to fret and fear death. We don't have to find ourselves popping pills from doctors because of stress, anxiety, and fear and torment. No, the peace of God rules our hearts, and it keeps our hearts and it keeps our minds through Jesus Christ. This is the benefit of the Christian. This is the benefit of the believer. This is the ability. This is what the Lord Jesus died upon the cross, that you and that I may have the opportunity to have our minds and our hearts preserved in the day of adversity. And he gives us some final commandments. He says, finally, brethren, he says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, he said, think on these things. Think on these things, beloved, this morning. You know, is it possible to be full of cheer if we're thinking on things that are not true? Is it possible to be full of cheer if we're thinking on things that are dishonest? Is it possible to keep our hearts and to keep our minds if we're thinking on things that are unjust and impure? Is it possible to keep our hearts and our minds if we're thinking on things that are unlovely and of a false report? And if we're thinking on things that lack virtue and lack praise? It's impossible. You see, that's why I say it's a mindset. It's a state of being. It's who you are in Jesus Christ. It's the work of the cross. It's the work of sanctification. It's why Paul says, let this mind be in you. Because when this mind is in us, then we can be full of cheer. Then our hearts and our minds can be kept by the peace of God. Because we're constantly thinking on those things that are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of a good report. And if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, then we think on these things. And all the other things that the world seems to try to push our way, and maybe even good, well-meaning brethren and sister try to push our way, if those things are contrary to Philippians 4 and 8, then we should reject those things. Those things do not work the grace of God in our life. Those things do not work the ability to keep our hearts and our minds pure before the Lord Jesus. Those things do not work to have a cheerful heart, to be full of cheer, that we can say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. He says, those things that we have both learned and received
and heard and seen in me, he tells us to do them. And the God of peace shall be with you. You know, I don't know that I've experienced all of this in its fullness, but I do know that all the promises of God are yea and amen. I know that God is not a man that he should lie, and no lie proceedeth from the lips of the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. I know the Holy Ghost was sent to bear witness to these things, and the Holy Ghost was sent to be our comforter and to comfort us in our distressful, discouraging times. And I know when Paul says to rejoice in the Lord, I know when Paul says to be careful for nothing, and I know when Paul says that the peace of God pass all understanding, and I know when he tells us to think on those things that are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of a good report, and if there be any praise and if there be any virtue. I know when he says, when he gives us these commands and these instructions, and when he says that if we do these things, that the God of peace shall be with us. And if the God of peace is with us, then whom shall we fear? And what shall we be afraid? And what shall come against us if God be for us? So, beloved, this morning, what is your trial? What is that perplexity in life? What is that besetting sin? What is that point of discouragement? There's a place of refuge this morning. There's a place of hope this morning. And I pray that if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, that you find him. And I pray that if you find yourself just discouraged and downhearted and cast down, you'll be lifted up, and you'll lift up those holy hands, and you'll strengthen those feeble knees, and you'll walk according to righteousness and holiness, and you will begin to set your mind according to Philippians 4:8, and anything contrary to those things you will reject and not allow yourself to be tore down by the things of this life. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say, rejoice. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name this morning. And we ask you, Lord, to be with us. We ask you to help us through this day. We ask you to give us strength. We ask you to allow the Spirit of God to rule our thoughts and to guide our minds. We pray, Father, that our heart would not be set upon this world and the things of this world, but that our heart would be set on things above, that our minds would be kept, and our hearts would be kept by the peace of God. I pray for my brothers, and I pray for my sisters, that under the sound of my voice this morning, I pray, God, that they would lift up their hands, even right now, and they'd look unto you, and that you would give them joy unspeakable and full of glory. And that you would assure them, as it, you say in the book of Nehemiah, that the joy of the Lord, it is our strength. And that you would strengthen your people today. And we could find whatever state that we would be in, that we would be in. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I pray the Lord's blessing upon you today. And again, think on those things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise. Think on these things and reject all others. May the Lord Jesus bless you.